USA Radio News with Wendy King.
6 people are dead and 13 were injured after a fire broke out in a 3-story apartment complex in downtown Las Vegas. Dominic Wilkins was there as victims jumped from the buildings.
The lady, I think she was pregnant. She hit her head pretty bad. Her and her husband took her to the doctor. I hope she's doing all right. A few people dropped. I think another guy broke his leg jumping from the 3rd floor.
Authorities say someone was using a stove for heat and it caught fire. President Trump is continuing his counterattack against impeachment. Speaking to a group of young conservatives in Florida, he again says he did nothing wrong and suggests he really hasn't been impeached because the House still hasn't sent the articles to the Senate for trial yet. Most constitutional experts say they disagree with that. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Rain in the Seattle area made Friday the wettest December 20th on record and the 5th rainiest in Seattle's history. Rain is now pounding the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to Florida, where the Prediction Center forecaster Dan Peterson says many holiday travelers are in for a wet drive.
We're seeing rain developing along the Gulf Coast from Texas to the Florida Panhandle, so travelers along the Gulf Coast Route 10, and then likewise highways in far northwestern California across western Oregon and Washington State are going to have a wet day.
7 people have become sick and 1 person has died after eating hard-boiled eggs contaminated with listeria. The CDC is warning people to throw away peeled hard-boiled eggs sold in bulk to retailers by Georgia's Allmark Foods. Retailers are being told to wash everything the eggs and the packaging touches, as the disease can spread very quickly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A NASCAR legend has died. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Robert Glenn Jr. Johnson, who won 50 NASCAR Cup Series races as a driver and 132 as an owner, and was also part of the inaugural class inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2010, has died at age 88. He had been reportedly in declining health and entered hospice care earlier this week. A native of North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Johnson, whose origins were in bootlegging moonshine, was named one of NASCAR's greatest drivers in 1968 after a 14-year career that ended in 1966 and included a win in the 1960 Daytona 500. He was immortalized as the last American hero in an Esquire magazine feature written by Tom Wolfe in 1965 and later in a 1973 movie adaptation starring Jeff Bridges. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
One airline is pushing back the time when they plan to resume flights of a troubled aircraft. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
United Airlines is scratching all Boeing 737 MAX flights through early June. The carrier extended its cancellations of flights involving the troubled aircraft for another 3 months. It's also announcing a move saying they're taking extraordinary steps to protect customers' travel plans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.